News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Come on, you know what this means. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Friday. And when it's Friday, right around 10:30-ish, it's time for Frisky Friday. Our guests this week are friends from the Humane Society of Pensacola. Christina Bell is here. She is the foster coordinator, along with Makila. Did I pronounce that right?
It's Makila.
Makila. Oh, I had a 50-50 shot at getting her. Makila Ressel. She's the VP of Shelter Health. Okay, great to have y'all here. So much to talk about, so little time. But you know how I am. I love dogs and cats and animals, and I love every week on Frisky Friday, we bring in a different rescue or shelter or organization that's doing their best to raise awareness about taking care of our animals, both in Escambia and Santa Rosa County in Northwest Florida. So y'all are here to talk about the Humane Society. And you're busy. I appreciate you coming in on a Friday. Tell me everything.
Yeah, so we've had a lot going on lately. We just finished up with Furball, which is a really good time.
I saw the pictures. That looks awesome.
It was a lot of fun. A lot of people came looking all fancy and all pretty. So that was a lot of good fun. We had some good donations. The auction went well.
So, all in all,
it was a really great event.
Excellent.
Couldn't have asked for better.
Excellent. So that we just had that one. So now what's next? What's coming up?
So next, the thing that we have coming up is a Paws and Popcorn movie night. It is Friday, April 10th. It starts at 7:15. Bring lawn chairs and blankets, and we'll be watching Rescued by Ruby on a big projector screen, and then you guys can get some popcorn.
Can you bring your dog?
I think, right now,
we're just going to use our shelter dogs.
Oh, okay. So don't bring your own dog, but you can pet and meet the shelter dogs.
You'll be able to pick out your own dog.
Just to clarify that. Okay.
They'll be there to hang out and snuggle while you sit there and watch the movie and hang out with your family. I encourage family with kids, family without kids, spouses, please come on down. We'd love to have you.
Oh, that sounds great. And again, what are the dates and times on that?
That is Friday, April 10th at 7:15 p.m.
Okay. Is there a fee for that or a ticket price?
Nope. There is no fee. Just says bring some lawn chairs and some blankets if you want somewhere to sit.
Great. Okay. That's exciting. So put that on your calendar. So in the meantime, though, this is a busy season. I know that we are now in the official, as they call it, the kitten season.
Yes,
what is that all about? Tell us about that. And I know we need fosters. You're going to need fosters to help. And anything you need to say about kitten sitting season?
Yeah, just, I mean, if you're willing to help, if you have a spare bedroom, bathroom, if you love animals, come down, sign up. We don't really have too many kittens right now, but they always start pouring in soon. People start finding, you know, random kittens, moms. If you do, however, find random kittens, we would advise you to wait, you know, a few hours to see if mom comes back. Don't just automatically take them. Their best chance of survival is going to be with mother. But if you do see some and they're like, you know, very dirty, don't look well kept, or like they're just in distress, you can go ahead and take them then. Try to get them warm, get them food and fed. But yeah, just if you have any questions or, you know, have any questions about fostering or taking care of little neonate babies, you always feel free to reach out to us. We're willing to help in any way we can.
That's awesome. Well, I heard a great tip the other day that someone was telling me about if you should see a group of kittens by themselves and you haven't seen the mom around. She might be out hunting or doing something, so don't pick them up right away. Yeah. But I heard this great tip. Take some flour or talcum
powder. Or baby powder.
And sprinkle a big circle around them and then come back a couple hours later and you'll see whether the mom's tracks have been there.
For sure, yes.
That's a great, I love that, because then the footprints are there, then you know they're okay. But if they're not, then you may have to take some action.
Yes. The good thing about fostering with us is we actually supply all the supplies you would need. So if you do foster a mom and kittens, we would give you all the extra formula that mom needs, all the food, all the litter box, any type of necessities or supplies that you need, we will supply it for you at no cost.
So, and you do that for the dog fosters too,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do. We just need the bodies to help us help these animals. So we are willing to help in any way we can to get these babies into foster
homes. And you don't have to commit for a lifetime.
No.
You could just do it for a
sometimes
day or
a couple
weekend.
Days is all we need, a week. I like to keep our fosters at like a 2-week basis. That way, if you do foster somebody, you can come back in 2 weeks and foster somebody else to kind of give them the opportunity to get out of the shelter as well.
Well, I've said it many times in the show, but if I tried to foster, it would be called a foster fail, because
I think we've all done that a time or two.
The minute one of those beautiful little animals is in my house, they're there to stay. day. There's no doubt about it. So in terms of what y'all need, let's talk about donations and some of the things. Someone, Elisa, just sent in a text. She's one of our listeners. And if you have a text or comment, we're talking with the Humane Society on Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. 850-437-1620. Lisa says, hi, I'm here to remind everybody to donate chew toys and small blankets. They really need them very much right now.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Blankets and towels. We have had a lot of puppies. Mm-hmm. We even had a little case of some Parvo puppies, so we had to throw away all the linens that we used for them. Yeah. So we are just really low right now, so if anybody has any extras and they're not using it and they're just laying around the house, we would really appreciate it if you brought them down to the shelter. Our animals would thank you. We would thank you. It would be really great.
And they don't necessarily, like old beach towels. They don't have to be in pristine condition,
no,
right?
Not at all. We don't care if they're stained up. We don't care if they're tattered a little bit. We can cut it down and make them work.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing now. I'm going through the spring cleaning and pulling some towels out from last year and going, ooh, not so good. instead of just tossing them, send them over to the Humane Society.
For sure.
Yes, ma'am.
And if I want to drop something off, what should I do?
So you just go to 5 North Q Street, and then there is a brick building. So at first there's a little clinic, and it kind of gets people kind of confused, but you'll go behind that clinic, and there's a brick building right there, and you'll just leave it on the porch, and then we'll get it in. If it's during operating hours, just ring that doorbell. We'll get it right inside. But if it's not, just leave it on the porch, and we'll get it the next morning.
Perfect. And is that true for food as well? Anything
yes,
that
ma'am.
You're donating?
Anything. Litter boxes, cat food, dog food, chew toys, litter pans, litter, anything that you would think that we could use, we probably could.
Oh, okay. And I also understand you do have a wish list on Amazon.
Yes, we do.
And I mention this every week. Some of my listeners are rolling their eyes. Here she goes again. But the truth is, you're in your car. You're at a stoplight. Go to Amazon. Humane Society wish list. You can click on something right there. Could be, and not necessarily romantic, bleach.
Right.
Or cleaners.
And we keep
or
it
things.
Updated with things that we actually need at that time.
Yeah.
So
chew toys are cute
it's constantly
and great.
Changing.
But stuffed toys are great. But you can go there, click on it while you're at the stoplight, and then they'll have it by the next day. And then you've made a big difference.
I know. Yes. And our puppies and doggies and kitty friends thank all of our donators.
Oh, yeah. So what if I want to volunteer? How can I help out? Maybe I have a little time this summer. Maybe the kids have some time.
So if you do volunteer, all you would do is go to PensacolaHumane.org, and there is a tab under there that you would go and fill out a volunteer application. Once the volunteer application goes through, our volunteer coordinator reaches out to those people. If you're under 18, you just have to come with your parent, but we love to take anybody on. We don't turn away a volunteer.
Okay. All right. This is Pep Talk on Frisky Friday. We have our friends here from the Humane Society. So if you've got a question about adopting, fostering, or maybe some other questions about some of the animals in our community, please just text in your question at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back with the Humane Society right after the break. This is Frisky Friday on Pep Talk with Meg, and we have Christina here and Mikayla.
That's all right. That's
Mikayla,
all right.
I'm going to get it before it's over. They're here from the Humane Society of Pensacola, and you've got a couple of things you wanted to mention this morning.
Yeah, so we actually have a really special puppy right now. His name is Frank. He is a 5-month-old black lab mix. He actually got hit by a car about 2 weeks ago, and we transferred him into PHS. We got him his leg amputated. It was a little too shattered to be repaired by an orthopedic surgeon, but he is now looking for a foster. He is only on oral medications, but he's just looking for somebody to snuggle and help him get through these next couple weeks while he's recovering. I personally took him home the last 2 days. He does really good with my cats, does really good with both of my dogs, and he is just a sweet boy. He just wants a couch or a bed to lay on. So if anybody has it in their heart and wants to come down and foster Frank, please come on down. We are at 5 North Q Street, Pensacola Humane Society.
Is his picture on the website yet?
I believe his picture is on the website. Okay. And I can get some more updated pictures of him today put up there.
Yeah, because they do post the pictures of the animals that are available for adoption.
We sure do. And we actually have some more exciting news. Bandit, one of our long-term residents, he also has 3 legs. He just got adopted after being at the shelter for 266 days.
Wow.
I know.
Yay,
it kind of is like a full circle story. He's going to be going, and his new owner has a boat, and he said he's going to be living his best life. And I'll tell you what, Bandit sure did love the pool when he was at our facility. So that's just really awesome, and I just want to say congratulations to Bandit.
Yes, I love the good stories.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are your hours if I wanted to come and take a look? Do I need to make an appointment? Can I just stop by?
So our hours are kind of tricky. So on Mondays, we're open from 10 to 4. Thursdays, we're open 10 to 6. Saturdays, we're open 10 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday is 10 to 4.
Okay, great. So you've got a couple days in there that folks at work can come in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is good. Okay, that's mm-hmm. good.
And that's those why we've got that Thursday, that later on, mm-hmm. so you can come in till 6. If you get off at 4 o'clock, that still gives you 2 or so hours to come down and yeah. socialize and meet your new forever friend.
Yes. Well, you can come and check them out tomorrow, too, because you're
yes.
up on Saturdays, which
yes.
is really helpful, too.
We are open till 2. Please come on down and adopt a furry friend, or even if you just want to come foster, come on down, please. We'd love to have you.
And if I don't have the ability to bring a foster, I could just come and take a dog out, right?
For yeah, we do doggy day outs, or mm-hmm. we don't really do kitty day outs, but we do doggy day outs. Yeah. So if you want to come pick up a dog, take him to the beach, take him to go get a pup cup, we really encourage it. Our dogs do enjoy getting out of the shelter.
Well, that sounds like fun to me.
Yes. Some people even just come in and take them for 2 hours or so, and they mm-hmm. just take them for a walk around town.
So good for them. But you also yes. get to know their personalities a little
you
bit
do.
Out of the kennel,
yes.
and that makes a difference, too, I'm sure, in trying to find a good home.
It mm-hmm. does make it a little bit easier for us, too, because the people will come back and give us some more reports, and we can mm-hmm. add it to their profile to help advertise them and get some more information out about
we
them,
can find
too.
Out if they like cats, don't
yep.
like cats, yeah. like all of that.
If they did well in the leash, if they knew any commands, sit, stay, lay down, it mm-hmm. kind of just gives them some insight to that.
Excellent. Okay, so what are some of the other things we can talk about this morning in regards to the Humane Society? You've been serving the community for a long time, and
yes.
everyone knows it's a, and so it's just doing so much for our little animals. It is kitten season.
Yes, I can't stress kitten season enough. If we could get some donations in, I would really appreciate it, and so would our furry friends. We could need some kitten formula at all times, towels, blankets, litter boxes, little cat hidey holes, bleach, supplies, things like that, just kind of help us get through that kitten season.
Mm-hmm. And how long does it typically last?
It kind of depends. Every year I feel like it changes a little bit. I'd say it usually kind of starts, kicks off in March and kind of can last all the way till about September.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, the thing about it is that there's so many organizations now that we've had on the show that are doing a lot. A-Hope Clinic has a new spay and neuter clinic
yes,
in Milton.
That's awesome.
And we have some of the other clinics around town. So that has been a big help, but it
I
is
know.
Astounding to me that we have so many
I
feral
know. If you
cats.
See some ferals out there, you can try to get them trapped and reach out to some of those local organizations so we can get them spayed and neutered so we don't have this problem where all these kittens are being born outside.
Yeah, some of the shelters do have spay and neuter days where you can come
yes.
in and they'll take care of that for you, and it's a very minimal fee to do that.
Yes.
And if you see a tipped ear, I understand that means they have been taken care
yep,
of.
Yep, that mm-hmm. just means leave them be, that they're just kind of community cats and they're living their best lives.
Community yeah. cats, okay, that's yep. a loose term. Cats are such an interesting species, right?
They sure are. Sometimes when they get a little bit big and you trap them, they don't want to be domesticated, so it's mm-hmm. kind of better just kind of tip their ear and let them be them.
Yep.
You should see the crinkly nose face she's making right now.
They can. Sometimes people will bring in a cat that has an ear tip and they have clearly lived their whole lives outside, mm-hmm. and we're like, we have to go and kind of educate them about yeah. why it's important to leave community cats where they're at.
And then we're switching back to dogs. A lot of the dogs that I see in are senior dogs. You know, I noticed they're 7 to 8 years old.
Yes,
how
we
is
do.
That going? I mean, how can you encourage folks to adopt those older dogs?
I just try to explain to them that they still need love too. Mm-hmm. We never know what they've been through. Some of them had families their whole time, and then they just ran into financial hardships and they had to part with them. So these babies are usually perfect babies. 6, 7 years old, we're in a home the whole time, their whole mm-hmm. lives, and just some unforeseen situation
well,
happens.
Sometimes the owners pass away.
I know. Mm-hmm. We've had a couple of those situations. So yeah. just because they're a little bit older doesn't mean they don't have life to give you, and they're still a lot of fun and spry, mm-hmm. and they just are waiting for their forever couch to lay on.
Well, the good news is usually they are already house-trained.
Yes.
They probably know some commands.
Yes.
And so in that sense, it is easier.
We've got a few older ones right now. I'd say Sweetie Pie and Ted, and they're very, very sweet babies. Come
aww.
On down and see them. They'd love to have some attention from you.
What does Sweetie Pie look like?
She's like a little hound beagle mix. She's very, very cute, very,
very
sweet.
Oh, well, that's the name.
Yes, she's a good girl.
Clever name for the sweet pup.
Yes.
We're talking with Christina and Mikayla.
Yes.
We're talking with Christina and Mikayla, who are here with the Humane Society. If you've got a text, a question, or an answer, comment, just text it on in, and we'll try to get the answer for you at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk on Frisky Friday. We'll be back with the Humane Society in just a couple minutes. This is Pep Talk on Frisky Friday. We have Mikayla and Christina here from the Humane Society of Pensacola. We've got just a couple of minutes left, y'all. Anything else you'd like to mention this morning?
Yeah, I just want to mention that Paws and Popcorn movie night again. We will be having a movie night on a projection screen outside of the Pensacola Humane Society at 5 North Q Street on April 10th, a Friday at 7:15 p.m. We encourage you to bring lawn chairs and blankets. We'll have our dogs, adoptable dogs, available to help meet and greet and hang out with you guys. We'll be watching Rescued by Ruby, which is a really, really cute movie. If you haven't seen it before, I encourage you to come on down with your family and friends, bring those lawn chairs and blankets, and come hang out with the Pensacola Humane Society. We'd really enjoy to have you guys.
And you don't need tickets or reservations. You can just come on out.
Nope, no cost. Just bring your body.
That sounds like fun. And you can check out some of the adoptable animals.
Yes, you can. Yeah, and of course, we could always use fosters, so just get on that Pensacola Humane Society, fill out that foster application, and we'd love to pair you up with a friend. You get to pick out which one you want. We'll kind of, if you want help with the matchmaking, we can kind of help find one that kind of suits your needs and your household's needs, and we could get it all figured out, and we'll supply you with all supplies. Just feel free to go fill that out. Volunteer application, too, if you just want to spend some time walking some dogs, giving some baths, and just hanging out with the pets. Come on and fill out that Pensacola Humane Society volunteer.
There's a volunteer form that you have to fill out, right?
Yes.
Okay, with contact information. Do y'all have an email list or anything like that? Do you ever send out any kind of newsletter or anything?
We do have a newsletter.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure how to sign up for it.
Probably
I think you
on
can
your
go
website?
On our website and sign up for it. It uh-huh. does get sent out, I think, a couple times a month. But yeah, you can sign up for it on our website.
And that's where I can go to see the animals that are available for adoption.
Yes,
you put you keep that pretty up to date, I noticed.
Yes, we do. If you go under the PensacolaHumane.org website, there's a little tab that says adopt. You pop that down and it gives you cats or dogs, and you mm-hmm. can go kind of filter it through and see exactly what you're looking for. And it shows all the ones that are available at that time.
And there's pretty good descriptions there too.
Yes, we try to give a little memo about a little bit of a memo that kind of explains their personalities, their little quirky traits and all.
Okay, so I have a personal question for both of you. Have you gone home with a dog or a cat yet?
I have adopted two kitty cats from the Humane Society since I have worked there.
I've fostered plenty of animals there.
Christina's smile of recognition came over her face.
Between the two of us, we've probably fostered over 100.
Wow. Yeah. God bless you both then, because that's really special. And really, fostering is a lot of fun. It can be, right?
Yes.
So I would say that's something to really think about if you're listening this morning, because it'd be great. It'd be such a help to this group.
Mm-hmm. And my animals at home actually enjoy it too. When I get to bring something home that's mm-hmm. new and brand new, they're all get super excited and they're like, hey, who's this?
Oh,
who's
yeah.
this?
My dogs love it when I bring little kittens home. They babysitting the kittens.
Oh,
the
how
little
funny.
Nanny dogs.
Oh, that's yeah. great. Well, we're talking with Christina and Mikayla here with the foster coordinator and the VP of Shelter Health. And speaking of Shelter Health, what are some of the things that we can do to help you with that?
So just keeping your pets up to date on vaccines, getting them into a veterinarian's office once a year, getting them updated on their rabies, their DAPs, if they're a dog, if they're a cat, getting them their FVRCPs. If we can just keep those diseases down, it keeps mm-hmm. all the health of all the animals in the community better.
Okay, what's your website one more time?
PensacolaHumane.org.
All right, Christina and Mikayla, thank you both for being here. We really appreciate all that you're doing for our animals in the community.
Thanks
you
for
so
having
much.
Us.